Hi and welcome to Culture Unraveled. In this podcast, we are going to be looking into the character Otto Hightower from the series House of the Dragon. The series looks into three main families, the Targaryens, the Valyrians, and the Hightowers. And Otto Hightower is part of the noble house of the Hightowers, and he serves as Hand of the King. Though at one point in the storyline, Viserys is able to see through Otto's ambitions and sends him away, Otto finds a way of coming back. And what we see in Otto's character is that he is always strategically planning out his ambitions. Years in advance, he looks for opportunities and he strategically does things and forces himself and forces his family onto the throne. Otto sees Daemon Targaryen, who is Viserys, the king's brother, as a major threat. And what he does is he continuously spies on him. And whenever he gets a chance, he uses that information and immediately in the next council meeting, he brings that out. He brings issues with the king's brother out because he sees him as a threat to his own ambition. So we see that constantly he's leveraging every situation for himself. I guess the most ruthless side of Otto is revealed when the King Viserys's wife passes away, the wife dies, and immediately that night Otto asks his daughter to go to the king's chambers. He puts his daughter in a position for the king to marry her, which is something that he understands will leverage his position, will leverage his family's position and put himself and his family onto great positions of power. Otto is seen as a man of knowledge. He is highly calculative and strategic in his approach. He is intelligent and relies a lot on his intelligence to navigate his way on top. And in one sense, you could say that he's been very successful. He remains Hand of the King for a very long time. As King Viserys gets more sick, he gives him medicines that make him incapacitated so that he and his daughter can rule in his stead. His daughter Alicent has three children, which kind of solidifies the power around him. And when the king dies, he executes a coup and he puts his grandson Aegon on the throne. Event after event, what we see in Otto is the ability to execute plans that makes himself and his family one step closer to the throne, till finally he is able to crown his grandson Aegon after Viserys dies. But the problem is that Viserys has clearly named his own daughter Rhaenyra as heir to the throne. And Otto's plans are in direct violation of the king's order for succession. And as Hand, his choice was either to obey the king, which was what he was supposed to do, and execute his plan so that there is a peaceful transfer of power. Or he could, through his plans, unleash chaos. And what his ambitions do is unleash chaos. By installing his grandson on the throne, he sparks the civil war which threatens to rip apart the empire. He puts Rhaenyra against Alicent and his grandchildren against Rhaenyra's children. Uncle against nephews, cousin against cousin, friend against friend. As smart as Otto's ability to execute his conniving schemes, what he merely does at the end is break all bonds within the family and create a rift in the empire. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6 says this: "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your path straight." Otto is a reflection of all our tendencies of using our schemes to get what we want. We think that through certain moves that can work to our advantage, can lead us to a greater possibility of life, can lead us to greater success. But what it does is ultimately create a tunnel vision for us in which we might be successful, but what it creates is a ripple effect around us. We trample on others to get what we want, or we fail to see others and their positions to get what we want in our quest to get what we want. And what that leads to is ultimately failure, or ultimately some sort of dire consequences, even though there might be some sort of immediate success. There's always a debt to be paid, and that debt plays out in different ways. In Otto Hightower's case, it plays out as division in the family, violence, and finally civil war that ends a dynasty. In our cases, it might be less consequential, hopefully, but there will still be consequences. Consequences that could be avoided if we had nipped that scheming in our mind itself. To lean on God's understanding does not mean we don't do anything, but it means putting God first and others around us first and us at the back. And when we do that, we allow for the natural flow of things, the natural order of things to move along rather than forcing and carving our way into it. That even if things are not in our favor, we don't force and we don't twist things, but hold to the fact that there is an intelligence infinitely greater than us that we can give ourselves to, by which we will be successful, even though it might not seem in the present. It breaks us out of our tunnel vision and gives us the ability to see the world for what it is and act accordingly.